Welcome to the Battle Drill Devotional Podcast with Captain Rob Westwood Payne.
Today is Thursday, the 16th of November. This week on the Battle Drill Daily Devotional Podcast, we look beyond Remembrance Sunday to the vision for hope for the future found in Revelation chapter 21, reminding ourselves this is not the end. One day God will make everything new. Our Bible reading is Revelation chapter 21 and verses 1 to 7. Please join me in reading it now. The New Jerusalem. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the old heaven and the old earth had disappeared, and the sea was also gone. And I saw the holy city, the New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven like a bride beautifully dressed for her husband. I heard a loud shout from the throne saying, "Look, God's home is now among his people. He will live with them, and they will be his people. God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes, and there will be no more death or sorrow or crying or pain. All these things are gone forever." And the one sitting on the throne said, "Look, I am making everything new." And then he said to me, "Write this down, for what I tell you is trustworthy and true." And he also said, "It is finished. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life. All who are victorious will inherit all these blessings, and I will be their God, and they will be my children. Amen." Water can be a powerful metaphor for the circumstances we find ourselves in, or the emotions we are feeling. If, for example, you have ever been on the coast in the middle of a storm, as you look out to sea, you may just have an inkling of what living and fighting through the two world wars and other conflicts must have been like. It is important for us to remember the sacrifices made by those who fought for our freedom. But it's also a time to reflect on the spiritual thirst that exists within each one of us and how we can find satisfaction in the gift of living water. In the Bible, water is often used as a symbol of cleansing, renewal, and life. It can represent the Holy Spirit and the transformative power of God. In Revelation chapter 21 and verses 1 to 7, we read about the new heaven and the new earth, where God will dwell with his people. Verse 6 says, "To all who are thirsty, I will give freely from the springs of the water of life." This living water is a gift freely given by God to quench our spiritual thirst. It's not something we can earn or buy. It is a grace that flows from the throne of God, bringing healing, restoration, and eternal life. Just as physical water is essential for our physical survival, spiritual water is essential for our spiritual well-being. We are invited to come and drink from the well of living water to find true satisfaction and fulfillment in our relationship with God. So, how do we quench our spiritual thirst? It begins with acknowledging our need for God and surrendering our lives to him. It involves daily seeking his presence through prayer, reading his word, and participating in worship and fellowship with other believers. When we drink from the well of living water, our souls are refreshed and our spiritual thirst is satisfied. We are filled with the love, joy, peace, and hope that only God can provide. In short, we are transformed from the inside out, becoming more like Christ and reflecting his glory to the world. If you'd like to go deeper with these thoughts today, then you might want to use this question to help you. How can you prioritize drinking from the well of living water in your daily life? I hope you'll join me tomorrow for the last of this week's Battle Drill Daily Devotionals as we explore faith-based resilience.
If you would like to subscribe to Captain Rob's Battle Drill Devotional, wherever you choose to listen to podcasts, or if you'd like to receive them direct to your inbox, head to www.equippinghispeople.com/devotional and follow the instructions.